Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, June 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Another broad sell-off on Wall Street as stocks finish out a brutal first half of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell roughly 254 points, or about 0.8%, to close at 30,775. The S&P 500 was down about 33 points, or 0.9%, and the Nasdaq finished down 149 points, or 1.3%. Some dubious mid-year milestones for the big three indexes. The Dow was down about 15.3% for the first 6 months, its worst first half since 1962. The Nasdaq notched its worst first half on record, down 29.5%, and the S&P closed out the first half down 20.6%, its worst first half showing since 1970. Fears that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates too aggressively drove the pessimism. About 90% of investors expect the U.S. to enter a recession before the end of 2023, according to a Deutsche Bank survey. Investors are also bracing for further losses. Despite the S&P 500 having tumbled into a bear market recently, about three-quarters said they expect the index to fall further before it stages a sustained recovery. Looking at stocks, shares of manufacturers and industrial companies also slumped, with Caterpillar down about 2.5% and U.S. Steel finishing down 3.4%. Even consumer staple stocks fell. Data released today showed U.S. consumer spending rose at its slowest pace yet this year in May, as shoppers struggled with high inflation. Grocer Kroger fell 1.6%, while Target lost about 0.5%. And the recent sell-offs in the cryptocurrencies market showed no sign of easing, with Bitcoin falling to around $19,000. The world's largest cryptocurrency by market cap has lost more than a third of its value this month, as investors have retreated from risky assets. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.